Either way, I'm cool. Right? So either way, I'm cool with it. Either Gunther or CM Punk are the champs, right? So let's take them out of the scenario. Gunther's not in the ring, CM Punk's not in the ring, Cody not in the ring. In the ring, before number 30 come out, I have Solo, right? LA Knight, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, right?
Okay.
And one more guy that's really, really important in this situation. Maybe
Joe
a
Hendrick. No, I'm just lying.
who say his name and he appears. But no, whoever the other guy is, whether it be MJF done debuted or whoever's connected to Cody, right? And beefing at that time, whether it's Damian Priest or whoever. And have those five guys. And then, oh, who's gonna be number 30? Yada yada yada, number 30. And then 3, 2, 1, and then when that buzzer hit, you hear, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. Have Paul walk out and just say, hey, number 30 in the Royal Rumble this year is none other than blah blah blah, run down all the stuff, your tribal chief, Roman Reigns, bro, and then have the music play, have Roman come out slow. You hear me? Slow. Like I'm talking about, like it's a regular entrance. Music play, come out, put the ones up, fireworks go off, get in the ring, bro. First thing you do, you go have LA Knight in the baby faces jump them. Boom, boom, boom. He throw them out. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Baby faces out the ring. Now, boom. He's standing in the ring. You got Logan Paul, or Logan Paul can get thrown out in the process by one of the baby faces. Because remember, it was five in there, so it's six in there now. So when you're down to your last three should be the Tribal Chief, Solo Sikoa, and whoever the other person that you're trying to put over for the other title, right? And literally, bro, have Roman Reigns just go ham and throw everybody out. And then after he throw everybody out, he's the Royal Rumble thing. Point to the side. Niggas is going crazy at this point. Niggas is going crazy because everybody would have been thinking, because you can even have The Rock come back and do a little something here and there, whatever. Everybody thinking Rock versus Roman, Solo and the new bloodline probably going crazy at this point, right? So you think to yourself, oh, this is intense. Blah 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 blah. Then boom, after that, next day, just have Roman call Cody out. Cody, I want my belt back. What's up? Now, that being said,
He's now in the second.
remember last year,
The
The
second
Rock
place.
came and took
Wants his
Cody's spot, right? Flip it. Flip it. How the Rock step in, whatever, because of whatever circumstances, storyline-wise, make it make sense. And then you fold in The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Because bro, there's nothing gonna be make more money. Rock and Cody might build up and be well crazy, blah blah blah, all this other stuff. Nothing is going to make you more money than The Rock versus Roman Reigns next year after Roman done came back. Ain't nothing gonna make you more money.
I have questions,
Go ahead.
but we I don't want but I don't want to get into it yet. I want to introduce the show first because I feel like
Oh shit, I didn't realize you had started.
I feel like the
Coupon
future
help.
of where we're headed, I think is going to be a it's a lot to unpack there because I have a lot of thoughts, but we go get into them. Let me introduce this show like I remember how to do it. All right, let me go on and get this bad baby underway.
Oh, should you switch the music? Not at all. There you go.
Yes, sir. No Static Podcast, episode 257. We are back. I am Dennis, your host. Dax is here.
No.
Coop is here. To kill it and dip, it feels like everything is hit or miss. Man, we back, man. But I know it feels like it's been a long time, but thank y'all for being patient again, even though we are once a month. It feels like it's been longer than that. Like, it really feels like it's been longer than a month. But I feel like we have a lot of explaining to do, because we definitely went past like my original plan. Because I feel like there was an original plan there, and I feel like we definitely like went past that. So. We're gonna talk about it.
It's all right, but y'all get what we give you.
Yeah, you want me to tell you what's real crazy about that? Like, you want me to tell you what's real crazy about that, y'all?
What's that?
It's been exactly 1 month and 1 day.
Yeah.
1 and 1, nigga.
As far as I'm concerned, we've exceeded your expectations. Cause y'all getting another episode from us.
You know what, too, Dennis? And I know you want to get into it and tell them why and all this other stuff and talk about how we went past the plan. Niggas should be appreciative, bro. Because, like, we literally was going to stop doing this, you niggas. Like, this shit was done. It was a wrap. We were going to move on to greener pastures. Focus on other things in life. But here we are, still giving you niggas content. Congratulations, nigga. Yeah. I'm in my Roman Reigns era of my life right now, nigga. Acknowledge me. Listen, nigga.
It was about to be the final boss era, but
straight up, nigga. Acknowledge me. Nigga, you know what I was thinking the other day? Not to hijack the show real quick, but it's been a minute since we've been on here. And everybody know I coach girls sports, girls basketball, flag football, all that, whatever. And I coach boys sports. Y'all niggas realize I won the district championship the other week or last week?
I did.
So now I just want to point something out, right? Because like I said, I'm in my Roman Reigns era, right? So I just want to point something out. So the school that I coach at is an all-academic school, okay? You can't go there unless you're taking AP or IB classes or whatever. That's the first thing I want to say. So that shows you what I'm dealing with. That shows you who I'm dealing with. The school is not known for athletics or athletic prowess. And I was told multiple times by multiple people, don't go there. Don't coach there. Don't send my daughter there. This, that, and the other. Since I've been there 3 years, I've won 3 titles, 3 championships. Okay. I just want a minute for niggas to realize, give my goddamn flowers, nigga. Like, don't let nobody, y'all listen to me, people. Don't let nobody tell y'all not great. Don't let nobody tell y'all not amazing or you can't do it. Believe in what you do. Because I just took what is quote unquote the whole city consider a bunch of nerds to their first district title in flag football since 2015. And with the basketball team, I won the first city championship in school history. The school been there since 1955. And they've never won the city championship. And a nigga told me, don't take your daughter over there. Don't you go over there. It's going to ruin your career. You ain't going to win. So y'all niggas, listen, Roman Reigns is right, nigga. Acknowledge me, nigga. Coop, you my new Paul Heyman, nigga. Every time I come out to coach, I'm going to have you come out and introduce me. Fuck these niggas, Coop.
I feel that. Straight
up. Like, for real, bro. Same thing, bro.
I feel that. As always, shout out Big Paxi.
Big
Paxi.
And then, real quick, shout out Dennis real quick. Keep doing your jump, Dennis. I'm gonna tell you like this here, man. Me and Dennis just dropped a track, and he blessed me with letting me feature on the track with him. I'm appreciative of that. Well, I'm gonna say this, man. Y'all sleeping on Dennis, and this is why you need to be in your bag with your Roman Reigns shit. There's a bar, and go back and listen to the opening of this pod, or actually go spin the record, man. Go to Spotify. And spin the record, lead the scene. Listen, there's a bar. Wait, Dennis say, came back like a virtual mic. Listen, y'all niggas. This nigga spitting. Everybody I've let hear that understand Invincible, that understand that bar, or whatever. Niggas was like, yo, what? So shout out Dennis, man. You're just getting better every track, nigga. You're getting better every hit, nigga. Hopefully on the next track, I'll be able to come a little bit tougher. But I appreciate you letting me be on the track, nigga. And for everybody out there in the No Static universe, nigga, we not in our soft guy era. We in our Roman Reigns era, nigga. No Static, the best podcast in this bitch, nigga. Fuck y'all, nigga.
Put your ones up, everybody. Put your
Put
ones
your
up.
ones up.
Yeah, like it. Listen, I was gonna say that for my closing thoughts, but go ahead and stream the joint. It's out now on all DSPs. It's called Fleeing the Scene, featuring One Jax. Like I had fun doing that from the hook to the verses. Like it was a fun time. Like it was. Like, I think the music journey for me has been a lot of emotions. So I'm glad
Right.
that I was able to, center myself and, get back to it. And, because I feel like the last 12 months for me in that space was rough. So for me to be able to, so for us to be able to, do that and, enjoy the fruits of the labor, AKA the potential, or one of the No Static theme songs in the future. It felt great. It felt great. I'll have more announcements on the way as far as that, but I think that was a good, starting point.
Yeah, we slide.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. We slide. And cool, I'm serious, bro. I want you to be my Paul Heyman, bro. I'm sick of these niggas, bro. So
Oh,
next
bro.
time we get together for the show, where Dennis go to introduce me, cut that nigga off. And then you start introducing me.
Bro, listen, I'm gonna let y'all know now. I've talked to y'all like individually about this, but I feel like, we got a real gift. I think we got, I don't think we got a gift. I think we like are better than even we realize at this podcast shit. So we all, y'all have no idea. So, this ain't even about to just be Roman Reigns. This is about to be the whole bloodline for me.
Yeah,
Straight up.
like 2024, we in a Roman Reigns era. 2025, we're gonna be in our final boss era, and we might be worse. So,
Straight up.
but in a good way, in a good way, it'll be fun. I'm gonna end all the pods with, if you're smart, what
Straight
the
up.
pod is cooking?
The final pod is cooking.
The final
Final
pod.
pod, nigga.
Look at you now, boy.
Listen. That shit was
Listen.
crazy. The look at you now, boy, was wild.
No.
No, man. Like, well, before I go into that, where we want to start at? Where we want to start at?
Yeah,
All
Dennis, give us what you
right.
right.
All right. So do we want to start with like, okay, let's start a rap beef. I think that's a good place to start. Well, before we get into that, so let's talk about Podmania, because I want to bring the listeners up to speed on what this process has been like and what you think that you may have missed. I just want to say there was something that was recorded amongst the four of
Yeah,
us, including one
was
LQ.
and live too at that.
However, I decided to concede the episode to Jax if he ever decides to bring back Bruh Listen.
But bro, listen, be struggling, don't it? Don't you know I can post? And it's funny you say that, Dennis. I'm gonna let you finish, but I just thought about that today when we was getting ready for this. I was like, I could just go ahead and post this, but I hate these niggas so much.
So yeah,
I hate these niggas, bro.
we did discuss, when Future dropped, when Future and Metro dropped, We Don't Trust You, and when we got the Like That joint. So we can cross that off. We can cross that off. As far as as far as that conversation goes. Now, we also did talk about 7 Minute Drill. However, when we left after WrestleMania, we saw the J. Cole apology video. So that's kind of where we are in our timeline of in our timeline of events that have taken place. So,
let me say this. Let me say this.
yeah, I was
Let
gonna
me
say,
say
with
this.
that being
Now,
said, let's start
I
with
don't want
that.
to go past the J. Cole shit yet. Let me say this. Let me say this. If you're gonna turn into a ghost and pick a nigga up and make a nigga go watch his old lady smash another nigga because he cheated on his old lady, you can't be on here apologizing after you make a diss record, man. Dude. You either the devil or you not. What are you, my nigga, Cole? I'm so disappointed in the apology. I don't know where you niggas sitting on it, but number one, ain't nothing even happened. First of all, you niggas ain't big in pop. Nobody's gonna die from this. That's number one. So this is healthy rap beat. Number two, ain't nothing even happened for you to be talking like that, to saying, "Oh, I'm apologizing, nigga." First of all, you ain't even did nothing. Because I don't even know if you want around to be apologizing. Imagine a nigga fighting Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson hit him three times, body blows, and one time with a chin check, and he hit Tyson on the arm, and he said, "Oh, man, I got to apologize, man. You my boy." Tyson, bro, Tyson killed you.
Bro, well, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you got it, dude.
If Mike Tyson hit me three times, I'm apologizing before I touch him.
Thank you. But that's how I feel with this, though, Coop. I feel like you didn't come, and I mentioned this on Podmania, which I'm going to post it now that Dennis said that, so that if y'all want to hear Podmania, I'm going to post it either tonight or tomorrow, so y'all can go to Bruh Listen and listen to that. But I don't think J. Cole won the round. I don't think his return, like his comeback, his return jab was as good as the initial jab from Kendrick. So why you apologizing, nigga?
I think what it is that, okay, so, because I do have a lot of, you know, a lot of thoughts. Number one, I think that with the way the song went over, it did not go over well. I do think that Cole would have benefited. It was a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for Cole, but I do think that it would have been better if he didn't respond at all, because you know everybody was like, oh, you need to respond. Cole got X amount of days to respond, and is that in the third, and then the song drops, and then he's saying things that he didn't even believe, because you know we can't, because you know why. And while it did open the door for a lot of opinions of people just saying like yeah, you know, he is right, To Pimp a Butterfly was or did put me to sleep or something like that, but he didn't even believe it. And the I think it's just a lot of, you know, issues with that, with him putting that out. And I think that with him doing that, it opened the door for a lot of critique, and it didn't go over too well. Now, fast forwarding over to the apology, I do think that Cole,
no,
I think one reason why he probably did that was that maybe he knows something that we don't know as far as what's going to go down between Drake and Kendrick.
Oh, you think Cole done hurt the track or something?
I think so. I think he knows something, and I hate to make this analogy, because it's such a, you know, it's a bad analogy, so forgive me in advance. But it's like, you know, the shooter telling the classmate, "Don't come to school tomorrow."
Yeah, I'll tell you like this here. If Drake don't say, and whatever his return is, his return beef rap is, if Drake don't mention that I already done killed you three times on AI, I don't want to hear it. Because AI Drake done killed Kendrick three times.
Okay.
I heard three AI verses that's just like, yo, this crazy.
now, did you hit a real one?
I haven't heard a real one yet.
You didn't?
I don't know what's real. Maybe I did hit a real one. I don't know what's real and what's fake.
Because there is a real one, and it... Listen, yesterday, which is Saturday, for those listening, by the time y'all hear this, it'll be Monday. But there is a real one that everybody thought at first was AI, but it turned out to
AI.
be real. Now,
Oh, see, now, what if this is a swerve? What if it's not? What if we they're saying it's real and it's not real, just to get our temperature, and then it turns out it's not real.
oh no, it's the real deal. Like,
Oh, okay. Which one is this?
it's the real deal. So you didn't hear the push the drop and give me 50 joint?
Oh, so that's real? I thought that was AI.
That's real. That's the one that everybody, even I was like, when I saw it, I looked and I was like, wait, is this AI? But then, like, after some time, like, everybody pretty much confirmed that it was real. It just dropped in a very like unique way. So like it is real.
Now I have
And
to
okay,
reassess.
well, listen, I tell you what. Let's all go down this road. Let's all go down this road together. Everybody hop in the car. And we go and we gonna spin it.
Road trip.
I already like it with the who kid, bro. Like that
beat. Hey, wow.
I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a
oh,
verse,
no.
Got a Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50.
Oh no.
Sweet pipe down, you ain't in no big three. Scissor got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon'
fall
after
no.
What I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is
oh.
This a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you run, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm a
oh,
six,
no.
I'm a front runner. Y'all nigga
oh, no.
Chuz, little blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked.
That
wicked,
last
wicked.
Bar is at the weekend.
Spinning like you trying to fuck, boy, you
yeah.
Tripping, boy, you tripping. Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got him done, boy, don't make me at the chip and nail. Rolling loud stage, I would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him start to kiss and tell. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit, ayy. I'll be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top say, drop your little midget ass, better fucking, ayy. Like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in. This nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on a chart he got from Drizzy. Spend that little check, you gotta stay up out my business. Nigga, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga. I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. This for all the top dogs. Drop and give me 50. Drop, drop. In that fucking song, y'all got to not start the beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga calling
oh,
top,
no.
Top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up.
Oh,
nah, pussy,
no.
Now you on your own when you speaking up. You don't roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging cops or not, boy, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Cornball, your show. Money, merch, money, feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I see
yo.
This ain't even everything I know. Don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know. Don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas.
niggas teaming up.
I ain't never saying shit about Drake ever again, nigga. Ever, nigga.
All right, so I was, I didn't want to like, you know, pause in between to, you know, and break.
Nah, down. Don't pause. You had to let that breathe, nigga. But yeah. God dang, nigga,
that was a lot to unpack.
The nigga, bro. First of all, okay. Well, Drake up. Hell, man, all three of the niggas. Take all three of the niggas that's in the battle. Cole, Drake, this nigga, that nigga. Nigga, ain't nobody fucking with that verse I just heard. Matter of fact, that's not even a verse. That's a song.
Yeah, that's a whole song.
At some point, niggas gotta realize, bro, regardless if you like it or not, Drake the GOAT. Stop fucking with Drake.
Listen, Future, The Weeknd, Metro, Rick Ross, Ja Morant. Somebody else caught some lines in that.
Ja Morant catching straight, man. He's just trying to hoop.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, it's a lot of different, and it's crazy because like there was two versions of that song. That's the final version, but the leaked version had a different line in relation to Ross. It was the line was worry about what instead of, I think it said something along the lines of, worry about what you got going on with Diddy. So like, Drake was, yeah, he smoked that. I'm not saying that it's, you know, like a haymaker, but it's definitely you know, he definitely jabbing, like he's definitely, you know, the jabs.
Man, Drake is Drake. I don't know, man. Maybe it's because I'm not one of them like anti-Drake niggas. I don't know, but Drake is Drake.
I can hear the bias.
Yeah, but I mean, Drake is Drake now. Bias aside, though, like Drake was like, "Fuck that! I'm not gonna write a verse. I'm gonna write a whole song, and it ain't gonna be like J. Cole's song." And then he said some shit in there to me that was wild. Like when he said, "Fuck what Cole said, nigga. That kid, I should train." Like, yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
He definitely didn't leave a stone unturned on that one. Like I definitely,
but Drake one of them niggas I don't want to battle with because Drake is a problem because he got too much time on his hands. Cause what do Drake do besides make music and tour? See, that's what niggas don't realize. Drake ain't doing nothing else.
Yeah.
He's a rap artist, a hip hop artist, a pop artist. He's an artist, bro. He ain't doing nothing else. So if he want to spend 5 days sitting in the studio perfecting a 48 bar dismantling of a nigga, he could. Cause he ain't got no business to run or nothing like that. Drake don't do nothing, bro. Drake just is this.
Yep. Pretty much. Yeah, and I definitely think that, you know, with what was said, how it was put together, like yesterday was such a great like great day for rap music. Before we get into what happened next, Coop, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I mean, if I'm being honest, quote unquote beasts like this just remind me how much younger generations want to be our generation.
Yeah, now I give you that.
Like, and what I mean by that is simply one, bro, wanting, niggas don't know what they want. Because here's the thing, bro. One, like, we still ignoring the fact that the whole reason this thing jumped off is because somebody took something that was not an insult and just decided it was an insult, so they reacted to it. Like, number two, I'm going to be honest with you. I lived through the 90s, so I saw real rap beefs. This don't even register on the scale. And three, I'm going to be honest with you. Cole apologizing is on brand for him. It is, if you think it is super on brand for him. The literally, Born Sinner is essentially an apology album about where he quote unquote lost his way. So him apologizing ain't really that far fetched for him. And if I'm being honest with you, the moment he dropped 7 Minute Drill, he was up. The apology cheapens it, but he was up. And now Drake just super up because let's be honest with you, bro. There's a bias going on about like Kendrick and like winning this thing. But if we keep it in a book, Kendrick probably is the most creative out of all three of them as far as like how he expresses him. But the other two are better rappers than him.
And I'll say this, man. That's why the Cole, and I mentioned this earlier, this is why the Cole apology bothered me so much. Nigga, this is not real rap beef. Y'all niggas is beefing over who's really good at rapping. Like, that's cool to me. It's just like going back to my school at coach or whatever, right? Me and one of my dogs, Coach A or whatever, we always talk about how cool it would have been to be able to go to that school because we went to a school that was gangster shit, like hard life shit, kids getting pregnant, niggas fighting and shooting every day. That's the schools we went to. These niggas, man, at the school I coach at Big Paxson, nigga, if a kid is disruptive in class, the other kids tell him to be quiet, right? And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool to us. Because we've been in the classroom where we like, you know what? Today I'm going to try to learn, and a nigga wouldn't let you. Right? We've been there, so we understand the dynamics of the shit. So we were saying, you know, hey, these kids don't even appreciate how cool and how good of a situation they're in. So that's my thing about this apology shit. What are you apologizing for? Because you got a little good rap rivalry going and stuff like that? You don't wish death on Kendrick or no stupid shit like that? So what we complain about right now?
Do you think that it is just rap though? Because
I think it's rap. That, it might be a little bit personal.
And I say that because it may be different for Drake and Kendrick. Whereas Cole probably went into it like, okay, let's see who can rap the best. But with Drake and Kendrick, for all intents and purposes, it could be more than just rap for them.
What y'all niggas gonna do though?
Bro, let me ask you something.
This is my thing. Like, do y'all really think we gonna wake up one morning and a nigga done off Kendrick or Drake?
Can I ask you something? Before go ahead. We would have said the same thing before Nip died.
Nah. See, I ain't never feel like that with Nip. Let me tell you why.
We would have said the same thing before Biggie and Pac died.
I never thought Biggie and Pop. So Pop, okay, so I've never said this, or maybe I have, but I don't know if I ever told y'all niggas, but I have a personal feeling about Tupac or whatever, right? Tank really loved Tupac. I know y'all done heard me say this before. Tank really loved Tupac. To me, Tupac an actor. He not really what he is. He's a representation of what West Coast gang life was, but Tupac was not a West Coast gang banger. Tupac is an actor. Tupac is a character to me. He might as well be Roman Reigns or Cody Rhodes. That's what Tupac is to me. Biggie really is from that shit. I never thought Tupac and Biggie wasn't going to turn into some real life like foolishness because I know these two niggas is stupid. On both ends, Biggie because he's really from that shit and Pop because that nigga cosplaying so hard that you believe you the character. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like how Undertaker was the Undertaker for 10 years and he ain't never come out of character. Nigga in Costco with his eyes rolled back, pushing a buggy and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I knew that was going to happen. With Nip, I knew Nip was fucked because Nip is a real gangster. So I knew you was fucked because you a real gangster and you going outside of gangster shit. So I knew that shit was always serious or whatever. This shit, Drake been rich since he was 13. I ain't gotta say nothing else. Drake been rich since he was 13. Drake ain't no regular nigga. Drake ain't from where we from. at least a nigga like Lil Wayne or whatever grew up in the project. At least a nigga like you know, younger niggas that rap or whatever, that actually like Young Thug, look at what the nigga going through. But at least the nigga was a digger at one point. Drake ain't never been that, but Drake.
That's what I'm talking about with this whole situation, and why I kind of get where niggas is coming from. Because I have this thought a lot of times, just in my day to day and in situations I've been in. Once upon a time, you got a problem with me. You go out, y'all square it up. Whoever win, whoever lose. That ain't today no more. And there might be a degree to this of, yo, if I knew this would stay rap, cool, I'd be all down for it. But since I know it ain't going to stay rap, and I know one of you is going to push to make it more than with it, because here's the thing, bro. Whoever lose in this situation is going to be a bad loss. It's going to be a career-affecting loss.
I don't know. I don't think neither one of these niggas' careers can be over. Kendrick don't want a career. J. Cole's career is weird, and Drake is untouchable.
Okay. I think Boosie said something, and taking something that Boosie said is wild, but
the great philosopher.
he said, you know, while it may not be, you know, that way between them, there could be people in their respective camps that don't see it that way.
Maybe so. And if something was to go down, it would be on some Selena shit. Some upset fan or like you say, somebody that's fucking with them get into it or whatever. They fighting, ally security fighting and shit like that or whatever. But Kendrick is a nigga that's sitting at home with his light-skinned wife chilling. And Drake is a nigga that, like I said, he don't do shit but make music and tour. And J. Cole is J. Cole. He's too busy picking up niggas and taking them to watch their girlfriend fuck.
And let me be clear. I'm not trying to put any of that in the atmosphere. Like,
nah.
It's one of those situations where it's like, you know, while on one end it could be rap, on another end it could be personal. You know, in this situation, it's one of those situations where two things can be true. Because I do feel like, you know, because a lot of, when you think about what Cole was talking about in 7 Minute Drill, he was like, yeah, you know, your discography and you're not able to, you know, go against me or this, that, and the third. And then Drake is over here, like, he had the reference where he put, like, Kendrick's wife in the song. And it's like, okay, so we're going low in that aspect.
Yeah, I don't think they fuck with each other. I think that's real. I don't think they fuck with each other, but I think Drake's at a point in his life where he's not fucking with a lot of niggas, if that made sense.
I mean, considering you know how everything is going now, it makes sense.
I think Drake is coming to a boiling point that happens when you're on top. And what I mean by that is you can be on top for a while, right? Eventually, that kind of dominance provokes someone else to find out, okay, well, I'm going to see if you really, 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 really as solid as you say, or you everything you say you are. And that's why I told people, I said, don't get me wrong, Drake could be really like that. I'm sure he could. I'm not saying he's not, because I don't know a dude like that. But I always told people this, even back when he had his situation with Meek Mill, I was like, man, Meek handled that wrong. He was never supposed to make that a rap thing. That was one of those things where you were supposed to just show up someplace he was and then have a moment of, okay, all right, well, I'm here, you here. Let's see how authentic you really are. Because here's the thing, that's how Pusha T, people think Pusha T beat him in rap. It wasn't that he beat him in rap, he beat him in authenticity.
I think in this situation, I think you made a good point just there, Coop, because I don't think I'm the same age as Drake, okay? I don't know how old Kendrick is, but I think he's the same age as Drake almost, right? And J. Cole a little bit younger than us. I'm in a situation where I feel like none of you niggas is authentic to me. I feel like I would all three of them niggas ass if it was a situation. just because I've been through more shit than they've been through. I didn't experience more life than they experienced. Because when y'all niggas was 22, 23, 24, millionaires, I was still out here trying to figure it out. So I think Coop just made a valid point where it's like, okay, nigga, Pusha T is really a nigga for real, right? So even though me personally, I think Drake out-rapped Pusha T in that battle, that I might be one of the only niggas, even though he's like, oh, yeah, what about your son and all that other shit? Yeah, fuck all that, nigga. Drake's song sounded better, right? But at the end of the day, I think Pusha T got his shit over because, like, who said, nigga's a real nigga. Nigga's a real nigga.
Hey, bro, and that's what I'm saying, bro. There's going to be a point with Drake where somebody is going to, listen, we see it in all competitions. There comes a point where your challengers go, okay, I believe that I'm willing to go to an extreme that you're not, and we're going to find out right now.
Right.
All right, now yeah. I do want to you know, push this conversation forward because that wasn't all that happened.
Which is crazy.
We got a response from Ross, and about an hour or two later, it ain't gonna lie. Did y'all hear the Ross response?
No,
I know it exists. I just haven't heard it.
All right, bet. Let's get it.
Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain. Watch you bitches bleed, feel the pain, or just describe where you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I. Lee. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me. Do the job, better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me.
You know why this nigga, you know why Ross fucked up right there?
White boy, I see you.
Let him cook.
I see you. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me because the clip is fully. Niggas pussy, don't want to push me. I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves. But he never had a fight at school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Flow was copying your pace. Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park, want to hang with the crew. Pull it, surprise winner, switching up like dyed denim. Get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face. He beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming. I predicted my fate. Got more money to you, fuck you want me to say? 50 mils for the crib, where you want me to stay? I can shoot up the block, I got bitches to paint. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs, it was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home, and no room for debate. Pop a perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records, when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. You ain't never wanna be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had an operation to make your nose smaller than your father knows, nigga.
Oh no!
I followed you, nigga, cause you sent the motherfucking cease and desist to French Montana, nigga. You sent the police, nigga, hating on my dog project. That wasn't the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah, you old motherfucking stunner your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. You rap a lot, some more money, nigga. White boy.
That's your shit, bro.
Biggest. It's Rosé, nigga. We can do it how you want to do it, where you want to do it, anytime you want to do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, oh, that six-pack bone. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga.
Oh, Lord. I just want to apologize for Ross for not letting him cook. and let me fully immerse myself in what he was putting out there. Secondly, Rick Ross is definitely a Florida nigga. He sound like me and Coop on the battle. He sound like Dennis. He sound like a nigga. If Rick Ross don't sound like a nigga that's been mentally tortured by Ron DeSantis, I don't know who don't. And then lastly, I'll say this or whatever. I was gonna say the bar about Drake ain't really moving no keys and shit like that. I ain't really like that bar. And I thought that really fucked up the whole joint for me. But as he kept cooking, it started making sense. Calling Drake a white boy, that's some gangster shit.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
His approach to that was definitely unique. It was something different.
Unique might not be the word, Dennis. His approach was his approach was, nigga, I'll kill you.
Or better yet, you ain't a nigga. You just hang with the niggas.
Right. So I don't know. Coop, I guess Coop can weigh in and tell me how he felt about it, but what I got from that right there was, nigga, I'm a real Miami-Dade County, Florida nigga who done did some stupid shit for real. I will kill you. Go rap with J. Cole and Kendrick, and y'all rap about cul-de-sacs and who had the biggest green box on the block. Come to me when you want to die. Or at least that's how Ross made me.
I have no quarrel with that. Well, cool. What you got?
No, bro, he just kind of proved it right there. Authenticity. Like, here's the thing, man. Ross don't even have to rap as good as Drake to win in this scenario.
Because he did not. He did not.
Is the Drake's song is a let's be honest, it's a bop. But if we being a thousand, that's not what's going to be seen here. That's what I be trying to like explain to people. It's you ever, if you could think back to high school, remember that dude that he's not one particular type. He's just well liked by enough different circles that he's really popular. And so because of that, nobody tries to fight this person. But there's always one person that's like, man, I can't stand that person. They can't really put their finger on why. That's what this is like. This is like a situation where now there's a guy who's been in enough circles to be able to say certain things, but now people who are really authentically what they are don't even, they can have that reaction of go play somewhere, I'm busy.
And I feel like,
yeah, go find something to do.
And I feel like with the way that Drake approached that, approached his song did definitely align with, you know, because at the end of the day, we've heard like that in the clubs. Like, we've seen, you know, different people, you know, reacting to it. Like, it's been outside. It's definitely an outside joint. So I feel like that was an approach that Drake had to, you know, take with his track, because you can also that's something you could probably hear in the club as well. Now,
Ross said, go give Wayne some more money, white boy.
Now, when it comes to what Ross said, listen, because this has been a back and forth with them two ever since. And Drake, his response was, he posted a text with him and his mom, a text thread with him and his mom, and his mom was like, the internet is saying you got a nose job. You look the same to me in the kitchen today. I can't believe you would get one without me, because you know I always wanted one. Don't tell me that you got tattoos without me, and now this too. And Drake responded, crying, laughing emojis. I would have got us a 2-for-1 deal if I went, ma. It's coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with. He's going loopy off the Monjaro. He hasn't eaten in days, and it's turned him angry and racist. He's performing at proms for money. It's bad. Don't worry, we'll handle it.
Drake, that is not the appropriate response. Number one, you just proved Ross' point, white boy. So that's all I got to say. And I was going to go to the number two, but his response validates what Ross is saying. If you a Florida nigga, listen, no static universe. I know it's a lot of niggas that listen to this show that's not from Florida. I know it's a lot of niggas that's from Florida. So y'all talk amongst yourselves in the comments. But if you're a Florida nigga, when Drake is well, when Ross is calling Drake these things and saying certain things to Drake, there's a purposeful meaning behind it. If a Florida nigga be like, what you said, white boy? Oh, you wouldn't got a nose job. You ain't never want to be no nigga anyway. Because we are Southern. But y'all have to understand, this ain't Georgia. This ain't Mississippi. We different type of Southern niggas down here. So what is quote unquote a white boy thing here is not only just a, because Drake saying, oh, he's being racist. I know Drake's joking, whatever. But it's not just a skin tone thing here. It's a cultural thing. I know, Dennis, you from here. Coop, you've been here a long time. White is a culture here. Oh, what is white in Florida is not white in Georgia. It's not white in Mississippi. Okay? So Drake's response, in my opinion, was very white. Because when Ross said you a white boy, he's not saying you a white boy because he hate white people. I'm sure Ross is with a white person right now. I'm saying he's saying white boy because he's saying, nigga, you fake. You not for the culture for real. You white passing.
And that was my interpretation of it, was just that, like, hey, you, my interpretation of it was, you stuck around with us for so long just to, you know, embrace your black side.
Right. Because come a lot on. Of, and the reason why you feel like that is because you're from here.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot of your characteristics, you know, were not, did not align with this until you got with us. Ross also responded with this, after the text, he responded with this, which I thought was which spawned BBL Drizzy and Cupcake Drake trending on Twitter.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day. Me waking up from a nap, I just realized BBL Drizzy called his mommy on me. He shared their text messages between each other. Cupcake Drake, tell your mama you stayed out past your curfew, white boy. You wanted to hang at the park with the niggas, smoke weed with the niggas while we washed our old school Chevys. White boy, you got a Chevy, white boy? I doubt it. But anyway, big nose. Boy, you had 25% body fat with a carved out 6-piece. Stop. We know what time it is. That shit costs 40 bands. Stop. But tell your mama, well, in Miami, we say old girl. Tell your old girl she a beautiful lady. I told you that before, and I meant that. But you tell your mama, white boy, you stayed out at the park too late. And you can't call her when you get in this shit. This shit too deep to call your mama, white boy.
Did Ross not just say what I just said? Really? Cool. Did Ross not just say what I just said? Hey, that's exactly my point, nigga. Drake missed the bro. You missed it, Drake. Because that's not what he was talking about. He's not being racist, sir. I think a great analogy what Ross just used there was, you stayed out too long at the park with the niggas because you wanted to be like the niggas. We out here in our old school Chevy. Do you got an old school Chevy, white boy? That's all you need to know, No Static Universe. Because guess what? If you're black right now, you got an old school Chevy. Now listen, niggas. Don't you Joe Biden me right now. I'm not saying all black people have old school Chevys. I drive a Jeep. However, you know what I'm talking about. If you're black, you got an old school Chevy. You watching an old school Chevy. Drake, do you got an old school Chevy to watch? That's Ross' point. Ross is saying, I can pull up to the cookout. Can you go to the cookout, Drake? You got a ticket to the cookout? White boy?
BBL Drizzy called his mommy.
BBL Drizzy. I don't know if I want to call him BBL Drizzy or if I want to call him white boy. The white boy shit kind of catchy.
Yeah, we ain't heard that one.
You know how I know Ross won that? Let me tell y'all how I know Ross won that. You know, I've never thought of Drake as white until that moment in my whole life.
Yep, sounds about right. Yeah, no, that's yeah. That's insane. Like, just like it's crazy how it went from Drake and Kendrick, and then Ross joined the chat, and it's been Drake versus Ross from there. I saw a tweet that said, if I'm Meek Mill, I'm swinging on Ross, because where was this energy when we was beefing?
Straight up.
That's funny.
Help me,
That's funny.
Also, before we get off music, we still don't trust you, drop Future.
Oh yeah, that's right. ASAP entered the chat.
Yeah, and The Weeknd. Like, The Weeknd sing this Drake. He said,
I heard the same this. It
yeah,
is what it is.
that
Is
was
Drake
Drake.
gonna respond with saying this?
I mean, he said what he said about Weeknd manager tricking.
You know why? You know why? I've never respected The Weeknd. And it's really weird. I'm not saying he make bad music. Nigga make good music. But something about when he went on that little thing where he had like the fake injury wrapped up like he was Hush. Y'all remember that?
Oh,
Yeah.
The Weeknd?
Yeah, remember the y'all know the Batman villain
when
Hush?
he was
Oh
progressing like
yeah,
through
that
like a
was.
cosmetic surgery like through the album covers.
That was this whole like
Yeah. Yeah, I don't I'm all for art, but I don't know, that just annoyed me for some reason. And ever since that, I haven't been able to get out with The Weeknd like as a person. Nigga, I just want to hear music. Like, I don't wanna see you talk. He's like, yeah, he a bad head bitch. Yeah, bro. I don't want to hear that nigga talk. You know how you fuck with a chick and she not like she's fine, but when she talks, she turn you off. So you hanging out with her and you hanging out with her because you want to slide, because she's fine, but you like, damn bitch, please don't have a conversation.
Listen, I'm all for artistic expression, but I'll never forgive The Weeknd for the idol.
Yeah, that's bad too. And then the Super Bowl show was so bad, bro. Yeah, fuck The Weeknd.
But I do think it was funny how you song your shooters making TikToks though. Like that's
That's
ingrained.
hilarious.
That's ingrained. Like but
That's hilarious.
as far as we still don't trust you, I like it. I like it a lot actually. It's
It's
definitely
future.
it's like the hint it's like what he did with Hendrix and the self-titled Future project. That's kind of like how, we don't trust you and we still don't trust you, how they kind of, intertwine with each other.
It's future, man.
Yeah. I like it a lot, though. I like it a
We
lot.
at a point now where the future is, like I say, one of the greatest of all time. When he drop, it's serious. And when I say it's serious, I mean like it's gonna be that. It's future. He's consistent.
And I feel like we're about to do that thing that happened with the Drake diss. But yes, ASAP Rocky did also diss Drake on that album, but Drake didn't say anything to ASAP
Ain't nothing to
Rocky.
be said to ASAP Rocky, bro. Bro, ASAP, listen, bro. Listen, bro. You married to Rihanna. A lot of niggas think Rihanna's the baddest bitch alive. I think she's a 7 or a 6, but whatever. And I think you should be happy where you at, bro. You're a decent rapper with a mediocre career. You do mushrooms and hang out with white boys. I don't understand why you would be mad. You got Rihanna pregnant twice. You living, baby.
Nah, bro.
You're living.
Rocky for real. And keep in mind,
No.
I'm from a certain place, but I now Rocky for real.
I'm not saying Rocky not a real nigga. That ain't my point. What I said is he's a good rapper. I think he's a great rapper. Actually, a great rapper with a mediocre career. That got Rihanna pregnant because forever. See, certain things, bro, in life, as my granddaddy would say, you can punch a million people in the face. You can do all kinds of crazy shit, and you will still be known as your name. You suck one dick, you a dick suck. Okay, so my thing is about ASAP is. Rihanna is bigger than ASAP. He can't help that. Ain't nothing wrong with that either. You're Rihanna's husband. or you Rihanna baby daddy or whatever you want to call it. That's what you have now. It's okay. I'm not even saying that's a bad choice in life, because guess what? I make that choice too, right? But that's what you have now. And you just, I'm not saying you're going to, like you say, he for real. I'm not saying you gonna lose a fight with Drake or nothing like that. But I'm saying, nigga, go be happy, be Rihanna baby daddy, and do mushrooms with white boys, cause that's what he do. That's what a nigga said he do. I took all these mushrooms. I dropped acid and all that. I think that's cool. I'm cool with black people do using experimental drugs. It don't bother me none. I'm not a closed minded person. But go do that. I don't want ASAP in this shit at all. Because I'm ASAP'd out. Because you're Rihanna's baby daddy. That's your new role in life, nigga. You chose it. It's fine. But you're Rihanna's baby daddy. When we talk about pop culture now and what's going on and all that stuff in the world, you're Rihanna's baby daddy. You're no longer ASAP Rocky. Because guess what? You know what was a big deal to ASAP Rocky a few years ago? What he was known for, besides I love bad bitches, that's his fucking problem. It was, oh, he went to Sweden and nigga went to jail in Sweden. And it was a big deal, right? Don't nobody even remember that no more. You know why? Because you Rihanna baby daddy. Go be Rihanna baby daddy. It's cool. Niggas grow up. Like you say, cool. Where the nigga from? What the nigga do? He real. ASAP Mob, that's real shit. You old now. Go be old, my brother. Stay out of this. That's all I'm saying.
And before Jax goes any further,
yeah, go be old.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Why does Brandon Jordan my heart?
Ladies, gentlemen, and others, we are here. We are in a new era. They have officially put the belt
something Cody Rhodes
on Cody.
Turn me up. Put another belt on Cody.
I'm gonna let the world go. Yeah, no.
Listen, cool. I'm gonna make you mad all real right now. How long I gotta wait before I get two belts on Cody? Can I get Cody the world heavyweight title right now?
You want to put them on Cody?
Nah, we can't give it to him yet. We gotta wait. He still gotta go. You know, he gotta go. He gotta complete the arc now that he's a new champion. Man. Have the belt, then, you know, go on a title run, then lose it, unfortunately, and then go on a quest to win it back and be champion again. So he got to do all of that first.
So I just want to say before we go ahead.
So you think they got to repeat the cycle?
That's there's certain things I would say are traditions in wrestling that I think you shouldn't break, and that's one of them.
Think they're gonna break.
You have somebody that you've been waiting a long time to make champion. Now they're there. And so to continue the story, you also have to see what happens. Like in all heroes, what happens when a hero loses everything and has to figure things out from nothing again after being on top. And so that's everything. The Rock went through that, Stone Cold, Triple, like they all champions go through that, because once you become champion, it's a hero's tale, essentially.
Yeah. That's legit.
They got to do it again. I want to say this real quick, Dennis, before you go to the next thing and we go into details on stuff. Yeah. I want to say, man, I think Cody Rhodes is the Rock. And I think we're in the middle of it, so we don't realize it. But I think what happened Sunday and how Cody Rhodes got built and losing at WrestleMania last year might have been one of the best things that ever happened to him. I think Cody Rhodes might be a Mount Rushmore guy now, which is crazy, considering he was Stardust. But go ahead, man.
Yeah, I definitely think, and to kind of, you know, we ain't got to, you know, recap everything that happened in WrestleMania 40. But Rhea kept the belt as predicted. Theory and Waller won the SmackDown belts. R-Truth and Miz won the Raw belts, which thank goodness they separated those.
Yeah, the Raw belts about to get dropped quick, by the way.
Rey and Andrade beat Santos and Dom.
Why is all the Latinos in one feud?
I saw, you know what's funny? I saw a tweet and it said, I know y'all not gonna act like y'all don't notice that Triple H is putting all the factions together in the same race.
Come on now.
Somebody responded, I'm with them. I want to be with my niggas too.
Facts.
But the Jay and Jimmy match did end up being the worst match of WrestleMania, which is unfortunate because from the build up to just the match itself, it definitely could have panned out better. Jay, Bianca, and Naomi cooked, of course, against Damage Control. Sami Zayn beat Gunther, broke the 666 day Intercontinental Championship reign that Gunther had. Sami is now the new champ. And Rock and Roman beat Cody and Seth, like I said they would, to make Bloodline rules. Now, to get into the real, night two was it.
It was it.
Seth versus Drew, on which we knew Drew would win. However, Drew, and I don't know if y'all saw that video on TikTok, where Drew was like, "You should have just left." It was like the black lady that was
yeah,
like talking.
She was like stupid. You should have just left.
Yeah, and CM Punk was on commentary, and then Drew like thought it was a good idea to just antagonize Punk for like 5 minutes, and then Punk got out the sling and basically, you know, stomped Drew out. Boom, Priest cashes in. We now have a new World Heavyweight Champion, aka who some of y'all know as Bisexual Undertaker.
That's his name. Even Drew called him on Monday. He called him, what he called him, Leather Undertaker or something like that? Or it was something very similar to it. I think he didn't want to hit him with the Bisexual Undertaker because I think some people would find that like he was making an offense to being bisexual, and I don't think Drew won't act like a heat. So yeah, he hit him with the Leather Undertaker or some shit like that, and it was pretty good. Now, I will say this. Who do you think loses their belt first, Damian Priest or Cody Rhodes?
Damian Priest.
Yeah.
I feel like they have more that they have to do with Cody and the belt. So I think
I actually, and then okay, I follow up with this. Does Damian Priest winning the title make him feel like a bigger deal?
Yeah, it has to because at the end of the day, now since he's come into that company, as far as a singles competitor, he's climbed the ladder. The only thing he hasn't done is held the belt that Cody has right now. And regardless of whether you like it or not, by winning this belt, it positions him later on in storyline to be a competent piece of a championship puzzle.
What I'll say about the Damian Priest cash-in, number one, it was crazy. I didn't see it coming. But that's good. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing back cash-ins that we don't expect.
Right.
Right? Secondly, I'm going to actually let this one breathe a little bit. I'm going to let Priest cook. Because I feel like we lack so much confidence in Damian Priest. And I was thinking this, why do we lack confidence in Damian Priest? He mentioned something in the which I love these, by the way. New Japan been doing them, but I love the like the post rap, like his real sports press conference joint. I love that joint. He mentioned that you know who the number one match person was in the WWE last year? Like, who had the most matches in 2023? Cody Rhodes. You know who was number two? Damian Priest. So I was like, wait a minute. So when he said that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you cook. Because if you had the number two matches or whatever. Number three was Seth Rollins, by the way. If you had I think Seth would have been number one if it wasn't for that injury.
Yeah.
But the number two matches, my boy, I'm gonna let you cook. And I hope you hold it to SummerSlam. Right? I hope you hold it to SummerSlam. And the reason why I say that, because guess what? I need to cash in at SummerSlam. Because you know what I don't want, Dennis? I don't want the Money in the Bank to last to WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Now, who? Well, I mean, we could wait till we get done with this, like, breakdown of 40 before we get into, you know, like, future speculation. But yeah, Bobby Lashley and Street Profits beat the Final Testament. LA Knight,
yeah,
beat AJ Styles. Logan
Paul. Only for them to wrestle again.
Right.
Go ahead, my bad, bro. What the fuck, man? That one they dropped the ball on.
Which I think that it's going to be Cody versus AJ. But
yeah, I mean, they just want Cody to have a good heel that he can have a good match with to establish himself. Drop the ball on that one. I'll get to that one in a second when we get through these.
Yeah. Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, and Randy Orton was probably like the funniest match of the night.
Great match, too, by the way. To make a triple threat match make sense. Good job.
Logan Paul
is good, bro. He need to be the world champion.
Logan, I'm telling you, Logan versus
Logan Paul need to win Money in the Bank. That's my Money in the Bank pick.
Logan?
Yep.
Ooh, could you have met? All right, you know what? And hold on. Before we get carried away. Bayley beat EO for the belt.
Deserved it.
Yeah, you saw that one coming.
Yeah. And for the
match, by the way, we didn't talk about this while we were watching it together. But EO is really good. I think Coop mentioned it. EO is really good, bro.
No, EO is a great wrestler.
When I went back and watched that match,
The thing that makes EO good is the reason why EO can't stay champ for long. Which is you are amazing in the ring. But honestly, there's no I hate to say this, but EO is just female Ricochet who doesn't speak English.
Ricochet need Paul Heyman.
Listen.
Ricochet is a guy who's an incredible in-ring talent, but when you hear him on the mic, when he cuts promo, it's just bad, man. It's just bad. And I wish you could, whereas you could see other people like, oh man, they should watch this or they should do this or they should tweak this. With those two, it's just like, yo, y'all are so talented in the ring. But y'all leave us so wanting outside of the ring, outside of the actual physical aspect of it, that's why they can't sustain championship runs.
Well, Ricochet is in a bad situation because he needs Paul Heyman, desperately needs Paul Heyman. However, Paul Heyman or anybody with a manager that speaks for him has to be a heel. And the way Ricochet wrestles, he can't be a heel.
I was about to make a
ain't
joke.
No, ain't nobody gonna boo that.
I was about to make a joke and say Ricochet need Paul Heyman like I need Samantha Irvin.
Facts. Or you might as well let Samantha Irvin.
But see, you just
can't have Samantha Irvin so fine, by the way. But you just can't have a babyface with a manager. Like managers are healing. You know what I'm saying? Babyfaces do it on their own. They stand on business. That's why Cody ain't come out with Brandy all the way to the ring. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Babyfaces do it by themselves. Babyfaces don't have people with them, bro.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a good transition, a good segue into the Cody Roman match and, you know, how it played out 90% of how we thought it would. And I say 90 because we got Undertaker instead of Stone Cold, which they said they ain't pay him enough.
I don't think they ain't because they ain't pay him enough. I just think that the relationship with Hunter and first of all, Stone Cold, bro, the amount of money you would go make off that. Anywho, I just think the relationship between Hunter and Taker is better than the relationship between Hunter and Austin, if that makes sense.
I see what you're saying.
So I just think that was the easiest, that was the easiest get back for them. And honestly, y'all, I might be on an island with this. I preferred the Undertaker. I thought it was more cool when that gong hit, because I don't think people realize how old the Undertaker is, right? And how we might not never get the Undertaker again, y'all.
And not
You
to
feel me?
mention, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just said, go ahead, go ahead.
Now, I was gonna say, and not to mention, I think it was good for Undertaker to show up because of the fact that it's like number one, Paul, like Brock Lesnar was the one that, in this,
Yeah.
and Roman also beat him at WrestleMania, and Paul Heyman
Everything made sense in
was,
storyline.
Paul was with Brock when it happened.
Right.
So
And then my
it was
thing is
good.
this. Taker show up. How do that make sense in kayfabe? What sense do it make? Not Taker, I mean
Stone
Austin.
Cold?
What sense do it make? For what? Because he hate The Rock?
It's
Stone
really
Cold
just
don't hate The Rock.
yeah, I'm saying it would just be a, it would basically be just an act of nostalgia at that point.
Yeah, it's a pop. Taker
So,
makes sense in kayfabe.
yeah, so I do think that's good get back with how they did that.
Yeah, and the match was magnificent. He did get the joint, and I didn't realize this, y'all boys. We didn't realize it while we were watching it. But he did the joint where like his daddy used to do. When his daddy used to win a title, his daddy would have all the baby faces come out from the back locker room. You know, in wrestling history, that's only this about to be crazy. Ooh. This only happened three times in wrestling history. Dusty Rhodes, who invented it, where oh, the baby face win, he overcame, I beat Ric Flair, all the baby faces from the back come out, they pick Dusty up and beat things. That was the first time it ever happened, right?
All right.
The next time that happened was Sting in like 90 something when he finally won the title from Ric Flair, right? I think it was 92. And Sting finally won the title. Oh my bad, four times. The other time it happened after Sting was Ron Simmons when he became the first black world champion, right? When he won the WCW title, right? And then Cody did it now. But the other time that it happened, the person didn't win the championship. It was Lex Luger when he was supposed to win the championship, but Vince McMahon changed it. Listen, man, literally changed it before they walked through the curtain. So they had already planned for all the baby faces to come from the back. This is Lex Express, Lex Luger, the American Lex, when he beat Yokozuna or whatever. But he beat Yokozuna via count out, so he didn't win the title. Because Vince decided at last second he didn't want Lex to go over as the champion.
Right.
But it was a lot of emotion and it just felt right. And I was wrong. Coop was right. They shouldn't have put the belt on Cody until this year. Coop was right. Record that. Mark it down. Mark the tape. But yeah, imagine. Do you think it feel like this if we put the belt on them last year?
Probably not.
We would have heel Cody right now, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I don't, like, and when you think about it in hindsight, it's like this was the moment.
This was the
Because
moment.
last year it didn't feel like you didn't get all those like fight, like, like trials and like Cody didn't really like go through nothing leading up to that match.
No.
Like it was
It
just,
felt like they were silver spooning them.
yeah, it was just like, all right, so it's gonna be me versus you at WrestleMania. I'm gonna throw jabs here and there. Like I'm talking about, we had to see like press conference. Like this was monumental how we got here.
This worked so good, Dennis, that I think The Rock shit was a swerve. I don't give a fuck what. You know why I think it was a swerve? Multiple reasons. Number one, this shit worked so good. It worked so well, and it made Cody even more of a babyface. And one thing that The Rock and Triple H know is the business. Mm-hmm. They know how to make wrestling. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. But you know why I think it was a swerve? And the documentary coming out that everybody's going to watch, and it's going to, like, Jim Cornette's going to have a heart attack because he's going to let everybody behind the business. You know, he hate that, right? Mm-hmm. It's them toasting and him giving The Rock and Roman Reigns and all them a watch and all that shit, right? In my opinion, I just feel like that's a big sign that this shit was a swerve. The shit wasn't, but it was a good swerve.
Yeah, like it worked.
It worked. And I think it was a swerve, but I think the way they're going in the future, which is good, because I think they swerved a lot of ways, including people was lying to Dave Meltzer. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the new way we going in this joint, where the people who are involved in the storyline are going to know about the storyline. The people who not involved in the storyline not going to know about the storyline. And I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we got at WrestleMania literally, I ain't going to say it saved wrestling, because wrestling was not dead. It was coming back. Cody Rhodes saved wrestling. Like I said, we're in real time right now, so it's hard to describe greatness in real time, right? When we seen Tom Brady win that first Super Bowl, we didn't know where Tom Brady was. We were just like, damn, the Patriots just won a Super Bowl with a damn backup 6-3 quarterback. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know. But after four times, we knew. Same thing with Pat Mahomes. When Pat Mahomes got drafted, we didn't know. Nobody knew Pat Mahomes was going to be this. You might have thought he was going to be good. We didn't know he was going to be this. Cody Rhodes and what he means to wrestling, we can't respect it in real time, Dennis. We can't respect it in real time. You love wrestling. Coop love wrestling. I love wrestling. You realize what we love was dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Cody was a part of the deadness because he was Stardust. Stardust is such a good representation of everything that was wrong with wrestling. Mm-hmm. A guy that we all like. I don't know anybody who didn't like Cody Rhodes, right? Right. A guy that we all like or respected that to get over. Somebody like Zack Ryder, who's now Matt Cardona, or Dean Ambrose, or Kenny Omega over in Japan, or all these guys that we like these guys, and they couldn't get over, and it was just Cena this and Cena over and over, and Bray Wyatt, we wanted Bray Wyatt to be the guy, and they wouldn't make Bray Wyatt the guy, and all of these different things. Cody Rhodes changed all of that. We're leaving. I'm not doing Stardust no more. He's one of the first people, because you think, who gonna turn down a Vince McMahon gimmick? It's Vince McMahon. He's the top of the top. So if you say, oh, I'm not doing what Vince want me to do, then you automatically looked at as, you know, oh, well, your career dead. He said, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna go do my own thing. Like you say, from undesirable to undeniable.
Yep.
GOAT.
And look where he at. Even Roman benefited from that.
Even Roman, bro, everybody. How many people that ate because of this Cody Rhodes joint? Roman Reigns the GOAT too, bro. Not to be slept on.
1,000%.
Roman Reigns ain't getting enough credit for his role in this too. And The Rock is just a superstar.
Yeah.
The Rock might be the greatest personality in wrestling history. However, Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, bro, you got to put him up there with Ric Flair. That's Ric Flair heel level stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now you're absolutely right. Now, with that being said, it, you know, definitely shout out to, you know, that, like, that the final boss run is some of the best, like you know, material from The Rock, like, I've seen in a long time. Like,
long time.
That was 10 out of 10. I know he about to
Is
take
this heel run? Is this heel run of The Rock better than his first heel run?
Hollywood Rock.
Yep.
Oh, 1,000%.
I agree. I
Like,
think we're in the minority with that, but I agree.
listen, like Hollywood Rock was cool, and and like Final Boss Rock definitely, carried those elements, but I think it's so much more amplified.
Yeah.
Which I think makes that even cooler. Now, with
Yeah.
that being said, as we, look into the future and look, at where Cody is with the belt, it looks like, so for starters, it looks like we're about to get Cody versus AJ at Backlash. Like, they got it, they did the triple threat match, the matches to see who would be Cody's first opponent, and it's LA Knight versus AJ Styles, but I know that they're gonna, put, like, kind of like how we said, like you said earlier, Jax, that they're gonna pull the trigger on wanting to have a heel, like a real heel go against Cody. I think AJ Styles is that heel to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you're going to go LA Knight and kill his heat. Because LA Knight hot right now. You're not going to kill, because he was in a meaningless match. I mean, it was a good build for them, but a meaningless match with AJ Styles at WrestleMania, and they still got that match over. Nobody cared about that match. We just care about LA Knight. And AJ Styles so good. And I think AJ did so good in that match that they was like, okay, we're gonna go AJ. That's one thing too. I don't The AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes thing kind of made me feel like they didn't have a plan for who Cody was gonna face after WrestleMania.
Right.
Cause it kind of felt like they're using AJ because AJ's a vet, he's good, he's a heel, they want to put Cody over even more, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I don't think like the plan was, all right, you're gonna win the title and you're gonna face AJ. I think it's something they kind of came up with. And I'm gonna say necessarily, I don't think this is good enough for Cody. I feel like this might be bad. Because this is the start of that little run that Seth Rollins was on when he first became world champion.
When
And
you
we was
knew
like,
he was gonna
well,
win.
yeah, you know he's gonna win it. He done beat everybody, blah, 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 blah. You know what I would have liked to see? I would have liked to seen Solo come out and be like, bitch, I don't give a damn if Roman here or not. I'm still not with your shit, me and you. And I would like to see Solo versus Cody. Because number one, I think Cody will win that.
Yeah.
Right? But also it puts Solo over as the top guy. You can bring in all the bloodline people and shenanigans. And get you a little story building or whatever, and go from there. Because okay, after AJ lose to Cody, now what? Cody just come out again and be like, "Oh, we're gonna have another triple threat from number one contender again." Where the story at?
And I think that because it's two things that I think. Number one, I think because I do want to see Cody versus Gunther eventually, but I think that being that Cody has the SmackDown belt, he's like, and Gunther being on Raw, like
Raw.
there's not really much they can do until like the draft maybe. But I also think that if you saw SmackDown Friday and how Solo is now kind of declaring himself as the tribal chief, I think we get to that point.
Yeah,
Because,
well, Roman did say that Solo is the tribal chief when he leaves. He said that.
yeah, and I think that with Solo bringing back, well, kicking Jimmy out the bloodline and bringing in Tama
Tamatonga.
Tonga,
And don't
like.
forget that but see, it made me think they gonna put because they signed the other brother too.
Yeah, Jacob for two.
Yeah, and it made me feel, and Jacob is scary for real.
Oh, 1,000%. He that big and can do that and can and
Like,
that power
yeah, like
combined.
to me, Jacob is more scared than Roman Reigns. And why do I feel like they're gonna do a thing where Jimmy and Jay get back together and Jacob gonna be with them and then they gonna fight Tama Tonga?
You think that's what's gonna happen?
Yeah, I don't think this is gonna ever involve the title. I think this is a big like going up to the Rock, leading up to the Rock Roman Reigns thing. I think it's going to be a battle for who in control of the bloodline. I think they're going to bring Roman back early instead of waiting to the Royal Rumble, like I said.
Oh yeah.
And I think they're going to do a thing where it's like it's going to be Jimmy and Jay back together. Because I think at WrestleMania we learned they can't. Well, Jay can wrestle by himself, but he needs Jay.
Jimmy, yeah.
I think they're gonna get back together with Jacob, and they're gonna go against Solo and
Tama Tonga.
Yeah, and maybe even The Rock.
So you think that? So you think that Jacob is gonna join Jimmy and Jay?
Yeah, or either Jacob's gonna join Jimmy and Jay gonna stay so Dolo.
I think, if Jay don't get involved, yeah. But at the same time, I think Jacob is going to join Solo and Tama Tonga, and
all this is going to come down to
like I think it's going to be OG Bloodline versus New Bloodline.
Yeah, and I'm about to say all this is going to come down to Solo. It's going to come down to Solo, Tama, and Jacob probably versus Jimmy, Jay, and Roman.
Yeah.
Right, and then Roman and Jimmy and Jay will go over, and then here come the final boss. If you want something done, you gotta do it yourself. And that's how you get Rock and Roman.
Yeah, because
I think that's kind of awesome.
I think Rock is pulling the strings with that Solo, Tama, and
all that. Yeah,
like, I think
I was
Rock
literally
is
about to say that
pulling the strings on that side, and I think that puts Roman in the like where he's a baby face. Or I think that being that it's four people on that side, and then I'm gonna let y'all get. I know because I know I'm kind of long winded here.
No, you good.
But I think if we got Rock, Jacob, Tama, and Solo, I can see it being them, and then I can see it being Roman, Jimmy, Jay, and maybe you bring in Sammy.
Oh, if you bring in Sammy, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Okay, I'll say this. You just changed my mind. Because I was just about to say, do not make, under no circumstances, do you make Roman Reigns a babyface. Under no circumstances. He's too good of a heel. He's, in my opinion, Roman Reigns has reached the level of, I can't turn you. You know how John Cena, Hulk Hogan, or whatever was,
That way that even when Randy Orton's a face, he's really still a heel because he's Randy.
He's still a heel.
I think Roman can be a good I think he can be a good tweener.
Just I don't want to cheer for Roman Reigns. I wanna respect Roman Reigns. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be like, the Travel Chief got you again and all that other shit. But like even right now, there's people that was upset that Roman lost, but they weren't cheering for Roman. That was on some shit like, oh, that's the Tribal Chief. He gonna win. I just respect Tribal Chief type shit. Nobody was cheering for Roman Reigns. He's just such a good heel. And that's how, like, I don't want to have to cheer for Roman Reigns. And if you do this Rock versus Roman Reigns and the final boss, the new, blessed old, all that shit, I'm gonna end up cheering for Roman Reigns, and I don't want to do that. Yeah. And it's not because Roman Reigns won't deserve my cheers. It's just that he's worked so hard to get over. Because remember, we've seen babyface Roman Reigns and what that was.
Yeah.
Right? And he's worked so hard to get over for us to wash that out by flipping him back babyface on the shrimp up. And it would, and Coop, right? It would be like one of those things where it's like he didn't flip babyface because he's babyface. He flipped babyface because we hate the other dude more. Right? But to shit on the Tribal Chief work. Because what Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns did, Tribal Chief wise, is one of the most beautiful things in wrestling history.
I'm with
it
you.
Really is.
And that's why
I got another suggestion. And this is just solely off at this point. Triple H has earned earned my respect enough for me to go. He can still surprise us in this moment. I was thinking to myself because the obvious way to go is like you said, final boss Rock is pulling the strings from beyond, and the bloodline goes into the Civil War, right? What if they go a little bit different? Because something we just said made me think about something. We don't want to cheer for Roman. We want him always to be that kind of like the way Randy Orton is seen. Like that way, it's like the moment Randy show up, you don't cheer for him, you don't boo him, you just go, oh shit, every time. And you want Roman to essentially maintain that effect with his presence with the Tribal Chief thing. So what if we find out? What if they delay Roman versus Rock? And instead we find out.
They're saying that that's probably going to be 2026.
Well, hold on. Check me out. But the way we get there, is it from right now? What if right now they're still on the same side? And instead they betrayed Solo?
Here's another thing too. Now that make it, so remember in wrestling, whoever get betrayed is automatically a babyface.
Well,
because you betrayed him, right?
That's the second part of what I'm saying. What if Triple H? I mean, don't get me wrong, it's going to be hit or miss. But what if he attempts something we haven't seen in a really long time or ever successfully done? I'll say, what if he starts an all heel war?
Only reason I say he wouldn't do that is because I think with the whole thing with Cody, I think they're trying to bring back babyface wrestling. And you know, wrestling used to be babyface. It was a babyface thing, right?
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to bring back babyface wrestling. So the only reason I say they wouldn't do that is because, well, maybe they would. You might be right. It might just be like a little side quest story.
Here's what I'm saying. Think about this for a second. When you look at the full roster of the Bloodline, you've got all three in there. You've got heels, you've got baby faces, and you got in betweeners. And the best part about it is it works a little bit better in this scenario because there's not a title involved. See, if you have a title involved and there's a number one contender issue and other people who deserve a shot, you don't got to worry about that with this. Cody, in the meantime, low-key, bro, you set it up, and they're all, and I'm saying this way as well because I believe it'll all tie in. You set it up so that right now we all looking at AJ like, okay, AJ is about to be number one contender. And right when we think he's about to get there, Gunther come in there and just go Gunther on that. And they have Cody, and that's how we get to Cody v. Gunther, which occupies Cody with a very good storyline against a very good heel. Number two, and depending on how you write that Cody v. Gunther thing, an American dude against a German dude, you could actually have them run it back twice and have Gunther take the belt off Cody somehow, some way, if you need to write that part of the storyline. That's lazy writing, but just to say you could do it. In the meantime, bro, you have this fucking Bloodline shit get ugly. Like, ugly. And I mean, it starts off, Roman and Rocco on the same team are still on the same team, but then they wind up betraying Solo because realistically, we find out they don't blame Jimmy at all for what happened at WrestleMania because they go, their response to that is, it's Jimmy. Jimmy didn't do anything we didn't expect Jimmy to do because they kind of see him as like kind of a fuck up. but they blame Solo and we find out that Tama is here to replace him.
Do you think Solo can? Okay, wait. Okay, because I had another thought. Because there is a way that you can do that, but I think instead of because. We all can agree that Roman being a babyface isn't necessarily, you know, the most ideal way for it to happen. And I think what Roman can benefit from, and we've seen this with Rhea, because Rhea has been a heel the entire time that she's been in the Judgment Day. However, she's fought other heels like Nia Jax and things like that.
Right.
So I feel like
she'll be faced for the moment.
I would say she's like a tweener. So I think Roman could benefit from that because we need Rock to continue to be a heel. Because that's
the Rock has to be the only heel
Yeah.
boss.
Bottom Rock is too immaculate to turn him, you know.
Oh, bro, listen. Can I tell you something, bro? Rock is about to do what we thought no one would ever top Vince McMahon at doing as far as the character of Vince McMahon. He about to, like, smitted ash that shit.
That's a good point. This is my point. Two things. Number one, keep the fucking belt out of the bloodline shit. Don't bring the belt back in it at all.
That's why I was saying, because I was thinking if I was like, man, there's based on the fallout, there's some obvious ways the story could go based on what we've seen. But I was just like, yo, bro, because I've always thought about this. I was like, man, you know what you never see, bro? We just always assume that, like, bad guys just only want to fuck with good guys and stuff like that. And because that's how wrestling is going, I was like, but what if you have a situation where the line is so blurry that the crowd is kind of overwhelmed by how great of a storyline this is, regardless of who their favorites are, and you make them all related to? Like, bro, no offense, bro. They could have this shit go all the way to the point where it pulls Nia Jackson, which gets her out of the way of any women's titles runs for a little while.
She need to get out of the way of wrestling. But
like, bro, even if eventually you wanted to, like, get a title involved, you could use this storyline, depending how you write it, to put Jey Uso super over.
Like, Jey, I think Jey,
he's already over.
Jey is the only one, to me, in my opinion, I think Jey is the only one who should stay away from this.
Oh, bro, but that's the beauty of it, bro. You write that as the story. You write a storyline where there's this clearly family war going on, and what you do is you put in a situation where the things start to boil over, where they constantly pursuing Jey for either side, but he keep like, nah, I'm not doing this, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Keep him out the shit. Jey Uso don't need to be in this shit.
Yeah, Jey, he got his own, like, stuff going on, and I think he got a bit from just being Jey Uso.
And that's what I'm saying. It's so perfect, because here's what you want to happen, bro. To further, like, make their desire to want Jey on either side, you eventually let Jey get the IC title. Hell, I'll make you one better. The draft is coming up. You let Jey Uso be the one to take the belt off Logan.
If you want Jey to be important, we've been sitting here calling this man main event Jey Uso for 2 years, whatever the fuck.
He got to get a title run in.
Jey Uso has not been a main event nigga ever. We just saying that shit. Jey Uso been in two main events. Okay, yeah. Three. He's been in the Roman Reigns joint where Roman Reigns beat the shit out of him and said, bitch, I'm the tribal chief. And Jimmy had to come save his life. Right? He's been in the joint where him and Jimmy wrestled versus Sammy and Kevin. Mm-hmm. And then he's been in the joint where they beat Roman at, was that Money in the Bank?
It was Money in the Bank, Night of Champions. It was one of them.
Yeah, that's it. And all of those, if you notice, involve Roman Reigns or his brother. He's never been in the main event of anything. And then the reason why I say Jey got to stay away from this shit, I don't want Jey even, and I don't even want Jey naming. Because like Dennis said, he got his own shit going on. And Jey does have the potential, even though I think his wrestling needs to improve. But Jey does have the potential to be a world champion. If Jey won Money in the Bank and was world champion, nobody's mad, right? If you told me right now, Damian Priest's first feud is Jey Uso and Jey is going over, I'm okay with that, right? Mm-hmm. So you put Jey in this foolishness, that's going to bog him down for another 6-7 months to a year on some junk that he said when he went to Raw and then SmackDown, man, I'm done with that mess.
But bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, think I'm gonna tell you why I think this will be a good way for it to go. Something you told me while we were in Jacksonville when you were describing about how they're gonna start writing the show out when it goes to Netflix, and I was like, damn, bro. At first I was like, ah, I don't like it, but then I thought about it. I was like, yo, I said, if you essentially make kayfabe not just kayfabe, but if you make it the universe they exist in, I said that does give you a lot of potential things. Because let's say they do that, bro. Let's say they let Jay go and take the belt off of Priest, right?
Right.
Jay gets a title run. Now he's naturally going to get into a feud with the Judgment Day. It's unavoidable at that point. What helps him triumph is he never actually gets involved with this bloodline thing, but they make it this thing that's ever out in the distance so that they compound the pressure he's under. And he somehow, like, you know, gets through that. So you put him over, he gets a title run, it legitimizes him for whenever the next time you need to put a belt on him. And it does what we said, it associates him with something without him being in it. And he gets the benefit of both.
I'm cool with that. They just need to realize that unless you put it, and even at this point, and I'm going to tell you like this, right now, Jey Uso is a big deal. It's just me, Uso, day one-ish, everybody doing their hand wave shit and all that shit, right? Telling you right now, unless you put him in a main event, not no downside, admit, because you fucked up. You fucked up. You took the belt off Gunther. Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable and all that shit is mid-card shit. No offense to Sami. It ain't his fault. But that's mid-card shit. Because Sami ain't fighting a OG. He ain't fighting no OG or no superstar for shit. He's fighting Chad Gable. So you've told me that the IC title is once again a mid-card title. Even though Gunther had that bitch humming. Okay. So now, the only way Jay can still be a main event thing or a main event issue is if you say, hey, Jay's going for the world title, world heavyweight title. Or, hey, Jay is winning the world heavyweight title. Otherwise, he win the IC title, he's mid-card. You just let me know Jay Uso's mid-card. Now, if he would have beat Gunther, which is what it should have been, we didn't need Jimmy and Jay. You could have saved the Jimmy and Jay first time ever shit for this bloodline feud. With the IC title, like Coop just said. If he would have went against Gunther at WrestleMania and went over, it would have been better than Sami. But you ain't do that. So realize what you're doing now. Because somebody going to get washed. And right now, it looks like it's going to be Jimmy. Because Jimmy, every time I look at Jimmy, he getting his ass whooped.
Right.
So Jimmy probably about to get washed. But Jay or somebody else can get caught in the crossfire easily if you don't do this the right way.
Yeah. I think Jay gotta let Jimmy, you know, be a part of that on his own.
Yeah.
Without.
I think for Jimmy and for Jay.
Let me ask y'all something. It might have been both of you, but I think it was Dennis I was talking to, but what do y'all think about the idea of he's already healed, but solo heal Jimmy.
I think Solo is the only person that's gonna come out of this looking good.
Not Solo Sokoa, but Jimmy by himself as a heel.
I think that's the only way he can be. He can't have babyface Jimmy.
Okay.
Who can respect babyface Jimmy?
I'm with you on that. What if they put the IC belt on Jimmy?
That's fine, because Jimmy's a mid-card. To me, and I hate to say this because I love Jimmy, and I think he has the better personality of the two, but to me, Jimmy's not a world champion.
I agree.
If you ask me, could Jimmy Uso be a world champion? The answer is no. Jay could.
Yeah. I agree.
I'll take Jay right now.
They just haven't done a good job at making Jimmy believable.
Yeah, but he get his ass whooped too much.
So I'm going to tell you what
I said. He put the IC title on him, and he's a swarmy. heel that won the IC titles from Sami Zayn because he's a heel and all that. I'm with that.
So that's what I was saying. You have that happen. He takes the belt off Sami, and he shells Sami too. Like, he hurt him. So Sami's out for a few months. Now you can put, and essentially from there, you probably have LA Knight or somebody take the belt off of him.
I think LA Knight's another one of them people, and we can do this forever, but I'm going to tell you too, LA Knight's another one of them people where I feel like they done fucked up.
Yeah, they let the window close.
I don't put no mid-card title on LA Knight. Y'all done waited too long. So now, because right now, the U.S. title is a big deal because of Logan Paul.
Agreed.
They can spin it however they want. Logan Paul's a big deal, right? And the U.S. title is a big deal because of Logan Paul, okay? The IC title, Sami Zayn is over. Don't get it twisted. We love Sami Zayn, but we know that's
a mid-card title.
Yeah, it's a mid-card title. Right. And the U.S. title immediately when it's not in Logan Paul's hands, which is why they didn't let it get out of Logan Paul's hands. Nobody's going to care about it anymore. So you can put it on Jimmy. You can put the IC on Jimmy, the US on Jimmy, any of that. That title don't matter. But one thing about it, and two things for sure, LA Knight, Jey Uso, they need to be in world championship programs real soon.
Do you think they could put the US title on either Jimmy or, I mean, on Jey or LA Knight and still manage to not lose steam?
If they put the U.S. title on Jey or LA Knight, even after Logan Paul, the title is a mid-card title immediately. And you just demoted your talent. So not only is the title a mid-card title again, because it's not in the hands of one of the biggest, most famous people in the world, but also, like, your talent is demoted. Like, they're mid-card niggas. You're telling me what they are. Because I know why Logan Paul, it's just like with Gunther. See, the reason why the IC title is a mid-card title again, it ain't got nothing to do with Gunther. Gunther raised the title to a big-time title. But here's the thing. Guess where Gunther going? Gunther is going to a world championship program. We know Gunther's next stop is a belt. A like top, a top belt. Yeah, we know that. We know that. So Gunther was the big deal, not the title. Because, you know, I know Sammy's not going to have a big belt opportunity after he loses the IC title. You know that, and I know that. Right? So that's the same thing with the U.S. title. Because Logan Paul, after he loses the U.S. title, what the next thing he's going to challenge for? Mm-hmm. You know you're going to get Logan Paul versus Cody Rhodes at some point. You know that's coming. You know it's coming. I'm surprised they didn't do that first.
I think it's going to be at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be the biggest thing? Yeah, it's going to be huge. So guess what?
They're going to wait because they're going to draw. You got to get the most you can out of both them storylines.
But see, this is the thing. So Logan Paul lose the belt, and we know he's going on to fight Cody. So now you're in a situation where you put the belt on LA Knight or whoever, they mid-card because we know LA Knight not about to go fight Cody after he loses his belt.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep LA Knight and Jey away from them titles right now. You need to put that title on somebody. The U.S. title and the Intercontinental title need to go to somebody who is coming up. And we feel like, okay, well, next time we see these niggas, they're going to be in a big-time event. Whether that's Andreas or Solo or one of them niggas. If it ain't one of them niggas, and it's somebody who already had an opportunity, like Sammy done had opportunities at world title. LA Knight done had plenty of opportunities at world title. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I think we can stop it right there because I feel like we'll be fantasy booking all night. But
that's what we need. We need a fantasy booking podcast, nigga.
A lot of valid points have been made, but I think like in the grand scheme of things, there's a lot of long term booking that I'm sure is going to be done. The fact that they want to do Rock versus Roman in 2026 in favor of Rock versus Cody in 2025, I don't know. Could be a swerve, could not be, but it seems like they definitely got a lot lined up.
Rock versus Cody is where the money at right now.
No, without a doubt. Like you, it's almost it's perfect. Like you had the Rock pin Cody, you had that go on, and now it's like, all right, 1-on-1, let's see who's gonna get over.
Yeah. When The Rock came out on Monday Night Raw, which by the way, as good as WrestleMania was, it's one of the worst Raw after WrestleMania's ever.
You think this was?
It was terrible. It was terrible. Not enough advancement of new stories. Not enough surprises. It just was terrible. Too much Rock and Cody talking, in my opinion. Not enough Damian Priest, in my opinion. But as interesting as the Raw Rockin' and Cody was or whatever, up there, I really just was thinking in my head the whole time, like, what are we doing with this? Like, this not where we going? I thought that's where we was going. When The Rock came out and he did all that, just to say, all right, y'all know I'm about to go away for a little while. I just was thinking in my head, like, what are we doing with this?
I
I
mean,
get rid of Cody versus AJ Styles. All right, well, Cody, so we know Cody gonna make it past that line.
I give them this. They definitely did a major step up from what last year's Raw at the Mania was.
Yeah, this one wasn't that good though. I think with Raw at the Mania, we've become spoiled. We expect it to be bigger than Mania, right?
Just about.
Because it's always a surprise. It's always something crazy going on, and it just wasn't this time.
That's legit. All right. Closing thoughts.
I'll go ahead and go. I don't know, coop, sleep, dead, or whatever. Man, listen. Like I was saying earlier, man. Oh, how appropriate it is. Stop letting niggas tell you what your story is, man. Write your own novel, write your own story, man. Niggas always want to tell you can't do this, you can't do that. I don't know why niggas do that either, by the way. But you can do whatever you want. And I'm gonna make sure when it comes to me. But all I want y'all niggas to do, man, is make sure that you write your own story. Just like Cody Rhodes said, finish the story. No, nigga, don't just finish it. Write your own shit. Pray with your hands open. That's how you receive energy. In a 06, riding with the cloudy lights, a good hearted
nigga lived an awful life. Grandpa came because I paid the price. Don't step to the gate. Cool. Some dogs a bite. Let me get you right. Bro, home a Sprite. Have ever been capped on a
sleep.
Drink your water. Yeah, drink your water because everything is bad for you.
Bad for you.
Your boy Cool. All right, y'all. Great pod, as I always say. May you and everyone around you experience nothing but love, happiness, and protection. It feels good to be back.
Nigga, you on mute, Cool. My bad. Cool just texted. I'm definitely talking. Nigga, you on mute. You're muted.
Okay.
You're muted, Cool. Cool bad, what? My bad, Dennis. That shit was just hilarious to me. It's like, nigga, you muted.
Let's give Coop some time to enter the room.
But he can't unmute. Oh, you permanently mute that nigga, Dennis? I don't blame you.
I didn't do nothing.
Ah, cool. Finish your thought, Dennis. It'll be all right, cool. Drink your water. Nigga, meat meals ain't gay. Philly cheesesteaks ain't supposed to have bell peppers in it. We got you.
All right, I guess we're cool. But
yeah, Oh.
Yeah, drinking water because everything is bad for you. Don't be a bitch ass nigga.
There you go. Facts.
Coop said to tell you don't be a bitch ass nigga.
Don't be a bitch ass nigga.
All right. So great pod. Glad we could, you know, get together and you know, bring it back. As I always say, may you and everyone around you experience nothing but love, happiness, and protection. And yeah, you know, it feels good to be back. They put the belt on Cody, so any bullshit that takes place, we can't blame it on them not putting the belt on Cody, because they put the belt on Cody.
Funny how, since they put the belt on Cody, ain't no bullshit take place, but go ahead.
Straight up. But what would be some bullshit is if you don't go to your respective BSP and stream Fleeing the Scene by one yours truly and one Jax. That would be some bullshit. But if you don't, we can't blame them not putting the belt on Cody, because Cody has the belt. But I would implore you to go ahead and take a listen. Like I said, it's 1:54. And yeah, take it. Go check that out. Go peep that, and do the Lord's work, as Trick Lee would say, do the Lord's work.
Oh man,
but yeah, again, it feels good to be back. A couple reasons you can, you know, go ahead and stream that. Another good one is because of the fact that it is 1:54, and because after seeing Summer Walker's new boo, I feel like Jax has a chance. So
we can, you know, get
closer to meeting Summer Walker.
Facts.
But yeah.
Hold me up so I can meet Summer Walker.
Listen, if you don't do it for me, do it for him. Right. But
Facts.
With that being said, as far as this podcast goes, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, when you touch that dial, like, rate, review, share, worship.
Worship.
And like that, we out. Peace. Yeah.